Prepare yourself spiritually from Teaching Guidebook. As you prepare yourself spiritually, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost will guide and help you in your teaching. The Holy Ghost is necessary to teach the principles and truths of the gospel. The Lord said, "The Spirit shall be given unto you by the prayer of faith, and if ye receive not the Spirit, ye shall not teach." Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 14. The following suggestions will help you prepare to teach with the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Be set apart. When you are called to teach, you should be set apart and given a special blessing by your priesthood leaders. This blessing will help you fulfill your calling. As you do all you can to serve in your call to teach, the Lord will enlarge your potential to influence others for good. He will even magnify you beyond your own talents and abilities when necessary. Seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Seek the Holy Ghost as you teach. He can help you understand the needs of those you teach and to prepare lessons that meet those needs. He will soften your heart and prepare your mind to receive additional inspiration and guidance. Pray often. Pray often and ask the Lord to bless you as you study and prepare. At times you may add fasting to your prayers. Pray to understand and to love the individuals you teach. Learn to recognize and follow the promptings of the Holy Ghost that will come to you. Study the Scriptures. Prayerfully study the Scriptures. As you do, you will learn about the Savior and grow in the knowledge of the truth. The Holy Ghost will help you understand the Scriptures and see how they apply to the needs of class members or family members. By adding prayer and fasting to your Scripture study, you will be strengthened and guided by the Holy Ghost in your teaching. Live the gospel. Live the teachings of the gospel as completely as you can. Repent of past transgressions. As you do these things, you will receive strength and understanding. The peace and happiness you feel from striving to live the gospel will be evident to others. They will feel the sincerity of your testimony and the power of your commitment. They will be instructed by the example of your life. One teacher had a difficult time feeling the guidance of the Holy Ghost as she prepared her lesson. As she prayed for help, she realized she had angry feelings in her heart toward a neighbor who had been very unkind to her. She humbly asked the Lord to forgive her. The next day she visited her neighbor and apologized for having had hard feelings toward her. She and her neighbor drew closer, and she was able once again to enjoy the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Be humble. Humility can help you avoid the temptation to seek attention for yourself or rely too much on your own knowledge or talents. You can show humility by following the counsel in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Lord taught, "Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand, and give thee answer to thy prayers." Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 10. End of Prepare Yourself Spiritually from the Teaching Guidebook.